We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, just like in New York City, coronavirus cases have been spiking on Long Island. Joining us by phone now is Supervisor Scott Russell from the town of Southold on the island's beautiful North Fork. Thank you, Mr. Russell, for making time for us tonight.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you for having me.
Now, we understand you are calling for something that might sound a little drastic to some people. You'd like Governor Cuomo to put a travel ban in place for Long Island's East End. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. The Southold has been probably in the beginning. We've been the epicenter of the virus. Originally in Suffolk County, we had the first case. It's spreading rapidly. One of the problems we have is we're having a huge influx of people. Many of them renting through Airbnb for extended stays. Many are renting through other means. And what we're doing is we're seeing a surge in the population. Southold's a small community. We do not have the resources. We have very few grocery stores. They're doing the best they can to keep their shelves stocked and rationing out. It's just not enough. Our healthcare system is getting overloaded. Southold's first responders, we rely heavily on volunteers who have their own families in this community to protect. And also, I know that I'm getting a lot of pushback from people who are seasonal residents. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask people to stay in place. It's completely consistent with Governor Cuomo's ban on non-essential travel. We're just asking everybody to stay in place. In Southold, the sponge is full. We simply don't have the resources to accommodate anymore.
You know, the state health commissioner has said that he's not necessarily a supporter of travel bans, per se. He says that for people who aren't already sick or showing symptoms, that he thinks social distancing should suffice to keep the virus from spreading. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, I'm sure that, you know, that's common sense. However, it's simple math. More people in Southold means more risk of exposure and more confirmed cases. Like I said, Southold has very limited resources. We're trying to do the best we can. We have probably proportionally the highest number of cases in Suffolk County in relation to its population. We've already had six deaths. There's only so much we can, you know, there's only so much we can absorb. We're a Dorset community. Again, like I said, a lot of the people that are coming out here, it's for extended stays from other locations. But we do have a large seasonal population. I don't think it's unreasonable to also ask them to stay where they are. Stay in place. Again, it's consistent. I understand someone might not be a fan of travel bans, but in Southold Town, draconian measures are necessary in the middle of a crisis.
Now, as you mentioned, many of Long Island's firefighters and other first responders are volunteers. Before you go, tell us how they're holding up so far in terms of personnel and supplies.
The personnel, the first responders, it's been a very taxing time. You have to remember that they're doing this also with a limited supply of protective gear. You know, everybody's trying to do the best we can. As we start to see some first responders showing up, being confirmed, and then having to quarantine themselves for days, our resources are just going to get thinner. And they're going to get, you know, quite honestly, pushed beyond the point of what we can handle as a community.
Southold Town Supervisor Scott Russell, thanks so much for speaking with us tonight. Good luck to you and your town.
Thank you very much.